This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, New York City? It's Pat Boyle with you on the fan. In for Keith McPherson. It's not a KM to 2 a.m. It's a PB to 2 a.m. I got you till 2. And you can tweet me or find me on Instagram, both at PatBoyle44. Phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Again, that's 888-808-1019. And you hopefully know by now, you can listen no matter where you are, anytime on the Odyssey app. Lot to get into, only 3 hours to do so. You heard Marco Belletti's update. We will get into Matthew Stafford, Giants rumors heating up, Joe Shane's comments at the NFL Combine. Should the Giants trade for Stafford? Should they try to trade up for a rookie quarterback instead? Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders at either 1 or 2. A lot to get into that. What the hell are the Jets going to do at quarterback? Aaron Glenn saying everything and anything. Aaron Rodgers having Pat McAfee drop hints that he wants to be on the Rams if Stafford gets traded. Plus, the Yankees may have found their DH, and it's a former Met. Plus, this Mets rotation is looking scary. But it's a big basketball night here in the Big Apple. And as we speak right now, final 2 minutes, by the way, the Johnnies lead Butler 66-64. I'll keep you posted as that one goes final. We can get a little Johnnies love going tonight because this team is seventh in the country, and Rick Pitino has totally turned things around. And they're an incredible team. But starting with the Knicks, off of back-to-back embarrassing beatdowns and basically becoming the national joke around the entire country for the last 2 days, getting walloped on Friday night in Cleveland, getting crushed on Sunday afternoon in Boston, where they made a nice little cute comeback to get it down by 4. But even then, I'm texting with my friends, yeah, this is nice. The Celtics are still going to win by like 15 points, and they won by 13. And I was never really in question. So the Knicks, you're thinking huge bounce back night tonight at the Garden against a pathetic, cowardly, gutless 76ers team who may or may never, ever see Joel Embiid step on the floor for them ever again, weighing decisions of surgery, what to do, what not to do. And they've lost 8 in a row. The Knicks came in at 37-20. The Sixers came in at 20-37, losers of 8 in a row. And you're thinking this is a smash spot. If these are the Knicks that we think they are, they blow this sorry ass team out of the water. And yeah, you know what? I've been saying for weeks now as a diehard Knicks fan that my confidence in this team in terms of doing anything in terms of a championship this year is about as low as it's been all season. And it's gotten lower and they can't beat the elite teams. Everybody knows the stat by now. 0-7 combined against the Cavs, the Celtics, and the Oklahoma City Thunder, the three best teams in the NBA. Even then, you know, I'm thinking, all right, let's get the vibes going back here. Let's get a win. Let's crush this sorry-ass Sixers team and feel good about ourselves. I don't care about what the, you know, the haters will say, oh, well, you could beat up on the bad teams. We need a win. We need to get this team start playing some playoff-caliber basketball here. Lock down the defense. And then Karl Anthony Towns gets ruled out at 6:30 with the knee injury that he picked up on Sunday afternoon against the Celtics. And then, by the way, Tibbs had him back in the game after he went to the locker room, which is a total stupid mistake. We could talk more about if Tom Thibodeau is going to be the coach of the New York Knicks after this season. But Cat gets ruled out. Knicks are up double digits. Knicks are up almost 20 points, huge early on. And slowly but surely, they let the Sixers crawl back in, creep back in, until Philly takes the lead with just a couple of minutes left to go. And then, as he has done basically since he got here, since he has established himself as a legendary Knick in the making, as we've seen him do time and time and time again over the last 3 years now, Captain Clutch, the King of New York, Jalen Brunson rescues this team yet again, coming up with, what was that, a 9-0 run himself late in this game, some massive shots, the three-pointer that goes in and out like three times and then back in off the glass. And the Knicks survive. The Knicks survive. They beat the Sixers 110-105 in a game that was, I mean, really a dogfight. It was an ugly win, but it's a win nonetheless. And, you know, again, does it change how I feel about what this team's going to be able to do in May? Really? I mean, maybe not. What I will say is this to Knicks fans, 888-808-1019, taking your live instant post-game reactions here to the Knicks beating the Sixers, snapping the little two-game losing streak, bouncing back, getting a win without Cat. Mitch, who did not make his season debut, but it feels like it's coming either Friday in Memphis or over the weekend in Miami. And I will say this to fellow Knicks fans. Again, my confidence is not high. I'm resigned to the thought that right now, if the playoffs started today, the Knicks maybe get to the second round, and they probably lose to either Cleveland or Boston, depending on what seed they are. But you know what? Also, like, we got to stop bitching and moaning, and because the playoffs don't start today. They don't start tomorrow. They don't start for another, basically, 2 months. Almost 2 months. So there's a lot of things that can change. And yeah, you know what? Maybe Mitchell Robinson doesn't single-handedly save this team and raise their defensive ceiling to the roof, to the point where they can beat Cleveland or they can beat Boston. Mitch on his own is not going to do that, and that's if he can stay healthy. But I'm not going to live in doom and gloom mode here over the next 6 weeks of the regular season until the playoffs start and basically crap on every win by saying, you know what, it doesn't matter because they can't beat the good teams. That's not what we signed up for. That is not why we are Knicks fans. And I have lived through too much crappy, horrible, pathetic basketball in my lifetime, in the 30 years on this earth, and really in the 20 years of watching Knicks basketball. Now, since I was in middle school, I became a diehard Knicks fan, watching every single game that I possibly can. So almost 20 years of watching some of the worst basketball I've ever seen, save like 1 or 2 years with Melo. Now that the team is the third best team in the Eastern Conference, and yeah, you know what? They have been non-competitive in basically all seven of those games against the best teams in the NBA. That's a fact. I'm not going to ignore it, but I'm also not going to just, you know, run through the motions here and watch every game with these blinders on as if to say, gritty win against the Sixers that we would have celebrated and championed a year ago without Karl Anthony Towns, if we had him on last year's team, that we would have championed and celebrated 2 years ago. I'm not going to now take these wins at the Garden with a sold-out crowd going nuts in the final minute with Jalen Brunson delivering iconic shots. And I'm not going to just say, it doesn't matter. because they won't beat the Celtics and they won't beat the Cavs. That is not why we are sports fans. That is not why we are Knicks fans. So at least for tonight, for the next 3 hours, and for wins like this throughout the rest of the regular season, I'm going to enjoy them. And you know what? My fandom, I'm sure, at times will blind me from the reality of the situation. The harsh reality that maybe lies, that maybe awaits us in May, maybe awaits us in late April. And I'm going to say, you know what? Maybe over the next 2 months, this team's defensive ceiling can rise a ton. Mitch maybe can stay healthy when he comes back. And we get him a fully healthy Mitchell Robinson for the entirety of a playoff run. And that maybe OG Anunoby does stay healthy the rest of the season and he doesn't get hurt again. And that Karl Anthony Towns, whatever's going on with this knee injury, is just a 1 or 2 day thing, because he was fine enough to come back in that game on Sunday. And you know what? Yeah. For the longest time, and not even for the longest time, for the last couple of years here under Tom Thibodeau, the regular season is where the Knicks shined and then ran out of gas in the playoffs. Maybe this year, the Knicks are the team that it takes them 70, 75 games to find their groove. And then they get hot. Whereas last year, the Knicks were nearly unbeatable in January. They got hot too soon. They haven't been a full team the entire season. Maybe, just maybe, the Knicks can get hot in April when it matters most. The Knicks can be healthiest in April when it matters most. And maybe, just maybe, injuries or a big upset can happen to Boston or to Cleveland. Or that injuries can happen to Boston or Cleveland and the Knicks can be on the right side. The Knicks can be on the lucky side of injuries for once. Maybe that can happen this year. So I'm not going to give up hope and watch the remaining 24 games in the regular season here with just a cloud of depression and gloom hanging over my head, as if to say, well, you know what? What a win this was tonight against the Sixers. Granted, a crap team with no Embiid and other guys injured from their team. But the Knicks were also missing Cat. The Knicks have not played a single game this year with Mitchell Robinson. OG Anunoby's still working himself back from an injury. And the Knicks blew a lead. And then Jalen Brunson once again played hero, delivered us a fantastic, gritty, but ugly win. I'm going to celebrate it. And I think that's what you should do too. 888-808-1019. By the way, just some of the other notes here I got written down watching the game. Thank you, Mikal Bridges, for finally showing up. I mean, my God. And again, as much as I do love this team, they are not absolved from criticism. They are not absolved from me wanting to rip my hair out of my head watching them. Because Sunday afternoon was depressing. Friday night was depressing. I'm the type of fan that I'll watch all 48 minutes, as sad as that might be. I'll watch all 48 minutes of a blowout on most nights. I couldn't watch Sunday. I couldn't watch the final 6-7 minutes of that game on Sunday against Boston. I couldn't watch the fourth quarter against Cleveland. I couldn't do it. I was so beaten down by those games. But here I am. I'm back again tonight. Again, a very ugly win against the Sixers, which should have been a 20-point win, turns into having to sweat it out in the final minute. But thank you, Mikal Bridges, for finally showing up, because
legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Is this guy, I'll tell you what, you know, if we say F them picks a lot of the times in sports and outside of the NFL, what really are draft picks? What do they mean? Especially if you're a team in the NBA, where if you are like the New York Knicks and we're expecting them to be getting into the second round of the playoffs or the conference finals or contending for a championship. You're picking 26th or later. You're picking 25th or later. Those picks, those late first-round picks, you know, five first-round picks for Mikal Bridges, so what? But, man, what a horrible trade that has looked like so far over the last couple of weeks. And finally, after being the butt of everybody's joke and being disrespected on national TV and not being able to defend Jason Tatum or wherever the hell Mikal Bridges was trying to guard on Sunday or on Friday, my guy finally steps up and shows a pulse. 19 points in the first quarter. Finishes with 28 points. Thank you, Mikal Bridges, for reminding us that, yes, you can still play basketball. Thank you for that. Hopefully we continue to get some of that fire, that intensity. Which even then, I saw his on-court post-game interview, if you watched it on MSG, which why wouldn't you, with the GOAT, Mike Breen, rather than the national broadcast that they had, which most of the time sucks, unless it's Breen doing it. And Bridges is like giving these like little one-word answers. Like, you could tell he's pissed off. He's pissed off. He's maybe checking social media. He's watching the TV shows. He's listening to the fan. He is seeing and hearing what is being said about him. Dude, that's not our fault. That's not our fault that you have been non-existent on defense. That you have been non-existent on offense until, you know, garbage time where you rack up a couple of alley-oops or layups or open three-pointers. So, again, as great as it was that how great he played tonight, Mikal Bridges pissed me off. I'm, you know, watching his on-court interview. I believe it was Alan Hahn who did it. And he's like, oh, great. It was the next game. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, good effort. Like, okay. How about you show a little bit of personality, a little bit of energy, a little bit of appreciation to the crowd that came out, that supports you, that is still supporting you when you've been such a bozo on the court over the last couple of weeks. But if Mikal Bridges is going to come out and drop 19 points in the first quarter or go for 28 points and play the defense that I've seen him play over the last several years of his career, and he wants to do those on-court interviews every time, then that's fine. But Mikal Bridges still has a lot left to prove. But he finally showed a pulse in this game tonight. OG Anunoby's looking healthier, still not shooting the ball well. A couple of possessions where I'm like, why? What is wrong? What is up with this guy's legs? Like, it looks like his knee is going to blow out, but then all of a sudden, you know, there's certain plays still where OG Anunoby just shows that freak athleticism. So, I don't know what it's, you know, what the formula is, what the right formula is with OG, whether it's got to be something, you know, we got to be load management basically with him to prevent him from getting hurt. But he has showed some glimpses since he's come back from the injury where he looks great. And a couple of possessions tonight against the Sixers where I'm like, yeah, this guy looks rusty as hell. But even then, OG played 42 minutes, so I got to give it to him. He's there. He's showing up. He's putting his body on the line. Some great hustle plays. And another thing, too, by the way, we're waiting for Mitch to make his season debut. Cat was out tonight. We get Huck Porty. Huck Tua Porty, who has been really solid, getting meaningful minutes, gets his start tonight, sprains his knee. Goes for 8 points, 2 rebounds, had a block, and he sprains his knee. Now, God knows how long Ariel Huck-Porty is going to be out now, the young rookie center from Germany. I mean, we can't catch a break right now. Guy fills in, he plugs in for Cat, who didn't play, plays some good minutes, gets hurt. So now, I mean, we're probably going to be without him for at least a week, if not longer. And that's what the Knicks are saying, sprained knee. But again, Brunson, hero in the clutch, he delivers. Josh Hart, 17 rebounds, barely shot the ball, but gave you everything that Josh Hart gives you. I would love it if he didn't turn the ball over 18 freaking times a game. That would be nice. As good as he is in transition, my God. Josh, can we take care of the basketball? Precious, though. 4 blocks, some incredible production off the bench. And then Campaign and Deuce, you know, just giving a couple of scoring, a couple of buckets whenever needed. Off the bench, keep that spark going. So it was not pretty. It was an ugly win. The Knicks, there is a lot of reason, I get it, to feel pessimistic right now about the team, to not just want to jump back in and believe that this team can win a championship this year. I totally understand that. 888-808-1019. Pat Boyle in for Keith McPherson. But again, this was a good win. As easy as it is to say, Sixers have lost 8 in a row. No Embiid. They're a joke. The Knicks didn't have Cat. The Knicks lost Tuck Porty in this game. And they bounced back. I wanted a 20-point win. We had a sweat one out at the Garden. But Brunson delivers another iconic moment in the late moments in this one. And the Knicks get a win. And again, can they beat the Celtics or the Cavs in a best-of-7 series right now? No. You know what the good thing is? The playoffs don't start for at least 6 weeks. So this team has time. We have not even seen a single game with Mitch yet. So I'm not giving up. I understand how big of a gap there is right now between Boston and Cleveland, but I'm not giving up on this team because when the chips are on the table, still, we've got Josh Hart putting his ass on the line to make plays, to make winning plays. You got Brunson making winning shots. OG Anunoby, just a couple of games coming back from an injury. He's playing 42 minutes. Looks rusty. Still has to get better. Maybe we got to figure out some load management with OG. But man, he's there giving 100,000% effort. And Bridges, I'm glad that he decided he wants to play with some pride. So your thoughts on the Knicks win, beating the Sixers 110-105, 888-808-1019. We'll get it rolling with your calls. Quick break. And then we'll get right to your phone calls on the other side. It's Pat Boylan for Keith McPherson. I got you till 2 a.m. right here on The Fan.